The bar Kilroy's on Kirkwood in downtown Bloomington had their alcohol permit approved by a county board this morning. Kilroy's alcohol permit was originally scheduled to be automatically renewed by the board 2 months ago, but concerned residents asked the Monroe County Board to reconsider that approval. Residents who argued against the automatic approval, called remonstrators by the board, objected to Kilroy's management of social media and business practices. City of Bloomington Public Outreach Director Mary Catherine Carmichael spoke at the board's meeting this morning as a private citizen. Carmichael says over a dozen community members showed up at this morning's meeting to advocate on behalf of the bar.
I'd been sitting in the audience throughout the meeting, and so I just started my comments with a question, and the question was, who's here in support of Kilroy's on Kirkwood who does not have a direct or indirect financial interest in their success? And there was one gentleman who could claim that, but everybody else there had a direct financial tie with the organization. So, of course, all the people there who were voicing their concerns, none of those people had any financial ties. So I just thought it was an important thing to take note of for the folks present that, you know, the only people, for the most part, with the exception of one, again, speaking on their behalf would benefit financially from their success.
Carmichael's one of several Bloomington residents remonstrating against Kilroy's alcohol permit. She says for all the promises that she's seen the bar make, they've yet to really show their commitment to being a better actor in the community.
They seem to make a lot of promises, then disappear. And so I'm interested in some additional accountability. You know, I really want them to be a good corporate citizen. And they seem to say the right things, but I need them to follow up with action and really do those right things. And so, you know, we want them to be a fully engaged member of the community. We want a Kilroy's that actively works to protect its patrons. We want it to be a no-tolerance zone for sexual predation. We do not want it to promote binge drinking and other dangerous drinking behaviors through either its marketing practices or corporate culture. And we want them to really participate in the broader community in a really meaningful way. This is I believe it's the highest grossing college bar in the United States. And I think that they have the resources to do better. But we've had an experience with them that proves that they will only do better if we insist that they do better. So I thought that that was what was really good about today. This was a lot of people saying that we want to insist that they do better.
The Kilroy's franchise was the subject of community controversy twice last summer after Kilroy's Recess tweeted at billionaire Mark Cuban, quote, "Come check out your old place. We've got rid of the wet t-shirt contests, but kept the underage girls," unquote. Kilroy's faced criticism for a sign during last year's eclipse that read, quote, "The sun is blacking out, so should you," unquote. The Monroe County Alcohol Tobacco Commission voted 2-1 to permit Kilroy's on Kirkwood to continue to serve alcohol. A local attorney, Catherine Leal, who sits on the commission, says due to a lack of excise police violations, the board had to consider three factors in the permit renewal process. 1, the moral character of the owners. 2, whether criminal acts have been carried out on the premises. And 3, whether or not the business constitutes a moral nuisance.
Well, I found that the evidence presented by the remonstrators, and indeed the evidence presented by Kilroy's themselves, established that the premises were a public nuisance, in my opinion, that there was substantial evidence supporting that finding. And that included Kilroy's presented a printout of police runs to their premises on Kirkwood. And over the period of time in question, there were approximately 288 police runs to Kilroy's on Kirkwood, including 2 for reports of sexual assault. And to me, that constitutes a public nuisance. I have a real problem with that.
Catherine Lyle says the board expressed concerns about the binge drinking culture promoted by Kilroy's on Kirkwood, but we're hopeful that the measures Kilroy's said it will take to train bartenders not to overserve customers would be helpful. WFIU manager Perry Metz stepped down from the commission after nearly a decade on the board earlier this year.
The commissioners have not filled that appointment, so there were only three of us, the standing state police excise officer, Lonnie Gibson, myself, and the mayor's new appointee, Karen Hal Fernandez, and this was her only her second meeting.
Kilroy's alcohol permit was renewed for another year, and Lyle says the commission can take any infractions or instances of wrongdoing into account during next year's permit application.